when you move a motion of no confidence in the Premier and the government, there has to be 3 clear days from the moving of that motion to when it's debated. So the motion will not be debated until Parliament comes back near the middle of October.
And you are supporting that motion of no confidence in the Premier? Why is that?
I am. The Nationals are. The Liberal Nationals are supporting the motion of no confidence in the Premier and his government because of their continual failures on managing the COVID pandemic in Victoria, their failures around hotel quarantine, their failures on contact tracing, particularly from a regional Victorian point of view, that a whole range of communities have been in lockdown for months when there's been actually no COVID at all in those communities. And people are constantly raising with us as MPs, how can we get rid of this government? We want to just see the end of Daniel Andrews and his government. So this gives people an opportunity for it to be debated in Parliament. And what we are saying to the Labor members of Parliament, here's your chance to make a choice on behalf of your community. Do you support Daniel Andrews' job, or do you support the jobs and the wellbeing of your community?
What effect can that motion actually have, though? Will it lead to any action, do you think?
If the motion is passed, if some of the Labor members actually support their community rather than the Premier's job, it can lead to a general election. That the motion is passed. There is 8 days for the House to rescind that motion and have a motion of support. And if there is no motion of support, the Governor will call an election.
Okay. And if the Greens are not supporting it, do you think that will be a setback?
Well, I don't know what the Greens are going to do, but I would have thought all members of Parliament in the Legislative Assembly should be thinking about the harm that the Andrews government has done to their communities and come on board and support the motion, because people have lost faith in the Premier of Victoria and his government, that the democracy in this state has been taken away. We don't have the Parliament meeting at all, hardly. There is no formal cabinet process almost. There is just the COVID gang of 8 ministers that are running the state, and that is not a democracy, and that is not good for the future of Victoria.
Do you think the Premier's just gotten unlucky, though? He's having to navigate a global pandemic, so a lot of governments are irregular at the moment.
There is nothing unlucky about refusing the support of the Australian Defence Forces and putting private contractors in to do the security at the quarantine hotels. There is nothing unlucky about not having the resources in the Department of Health and the contact tracing team. They are clear policy decisions of the Premier. And he won't even admit who made some of those decisions. Like, there has to be, under our system of government, the Westminster system of government, which has stood the test of hundreds and hundreds of years of history, someone has to be held to account. At the moment, no one is being held to account. That's why we're moving the motion of no confidence in the Premier and his government.
Regional Victoria's just opened up today. So what's the feeling been there for businesses and the communities?
I think most people are obviously relieved that they're going to have a slight movement towards normality, but I think everyone is very, very annoyed that it has taken so long, particularly for those communities that have had no COVID cases. They've continually been saying to me, why is our country community, why is there no pub, why is there no cafe, why is there no bakery, why has there been no sport, why has there been no school when we don't have any COVID? They feel that they are being severely penalised by the Andrews government for the failings in Melbourne.
If they're open again now, shouldn't the focus be on their economic recovery and getting back to normal?
Well, they are only open to very limited extent. There are still some very severe restrictions around the number of patrons that could go into an establishment. And coming into summer, outdoor dining might sound attractive, but on a hot, windy day, and with lots of flies around, a lot of people are not going to want to be sitting outside. And a lot of the hospitality establishments actually aren't geared for outdoor dining, because in the climate, particularly in northern Victoria, most people want to go inside out of the heat, out of the flies.